This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and getting involved and getting engaged. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell. More than willing to help out, more than willing to help guys like me make a few bucks online. Which is exactly, again, right? This is where we make our money. This is how we make things happen. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Now, if you head over to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Right? Not little money. 30 to 70%. And who doesn't want to save that on pillowcases, sheets, blankets? Go over there. I keep trying to name it all, but I can never do it. Head over there. I'm telling you, it'll work out for you. All right. That was it. I use, as one of the places I go to for stories, I go to MSNBC. Or MSN, actually. And because on their front page, they actually pull stories in from all over the place. And the reason I go there, because I love to see how they title things, the titles of some of these stories. And when you start looking at what they're talking about, what stories they're highlighting, you look at this stuff and you say to yourself, okay, they are headed to one. They are headed to one direction. They were trying to make a point on one direction. Now, Newsweek says thousands of Christians called to expel a pastor indicted with Trump. Well, why? An indictment doesn't mean you're guilty. It just means an indictment, right? Another story. What a Christian is going to do as congregants leave the religion in droves. And actually, that's not true. It's growing. Right? It's just growing. But they can't tell you that. They can't make that statement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The 15 untrue things about Christianity that you didn't know. Right? It's amazing. When did you see so many of these anti-Christian stories? I mean, seriously, think about it. Then you have a bunch. Now they're telling me, CNN, guys are great, telling me about Christian conservatives betraying their values and criticizing Ramaswamy's faith. Now, it's not a criticism of his faith. A Christian who believes in Scripture, truly believes in Scripture, can only believe in one true God. Right? They can only believe in one Messiah, one way to God through Jesus Christ, period. There is no gray area. There's no saying, well, that's, you know, and again, if Christians truly believe what they say, and they talk to you, whether you're a heathen, an atheist, an agnostic, whatever you are, and they talk to you about Christ, they're not shoving religion on you. Now, some of them do it, it's wrong. I don't believe in shoving my religion down somebody's throat, or my belief system, I should say. Right? But they're sharing Christ with you because they love you. They're sharing Christ with you because they want you to have a great eternal life. They're not doing it because they get some kind of great reward. Your reward doesn't come by how many people you bring to Christ. Not like God's got one of those counters out there on an abacus and he keeps moving the needle over. So they're not trying to, most that I know, are not shoving their religion down your throat. They're simply talking about their belief system. They believe it to be true, and they want to make sure that you have the same access to eternal happiness that they do. Anyway, so here I got CNN telling me that Christians who kind of, what do I want to say? They don't put it down. But Christians who don't have the same value system as him don't say, hey, that's great that you believe in God. They're bad people. This is what CNN is telling me. CNN has had Christians, I don't know how, but CNN has had Christians on their show that say that God blesses and is good with abortion. Not true. Flat out not true. Matter of fact, Zoe does it. He tells it all the time. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about if you cause the death of an unborn, guess what? You pay for that with your life. Hello? So God must feel like there's a value to the unborn. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Genesis Communication Network and the Joe Messina Show.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt that I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
We are back. Double to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Right? Just be part of the solution. Get informed so that you can be part of the solution. It's really that easy. Right? Okay. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. President Joey B, the so-called president, has finally made it to Maui. This is 2 weeks after the deadly wildfires pretty much wiped out the town of Lahaina. Now, more than 100 people are confirmed dead. Nearly 1,000 people are still unaccounted for. No number as to the amount of kids that are missing. Go figure that one out. Some of the corrupt officials, Democrat officials, in Hawaii, delayed a water release. They failed to sound the life-saving sirens that would have helped people get away and get out. Nothing. Now, Joe Biden has been on back-to-back vacations for the last couple of weeks. He callously refused to comment on the deadly fires as he was lounging beachside. Bring him to the beach. If that was Trump sitting there, sucking on a margarita or something, they would have had his hide. It's just amazing. After sending more than $100 billion to Ukraine, Biden offered a one-time payment of $700 per household. Have you seen the pictures? $700? Seriously? We're sending more than that to Ukraine and other countries. This is the best he can do. Now, Biden spent about 6 to 7 hours in Hawaii before going back to Lake Tahoe for another vacation because, you know, it's tough. Flying all the way over, flying all the way back, that's a tough thing to do. Now, Joe didn't take any questions. You know, after he deplaned, he wasn't interested in anything they had to say. But don't you love this? Maui residents, they lined up along the road to protest Joey B's arrival. They held up signs that said, "He's too late. Actions speak louder than words." That wouldn't have been it for Trump. You know that. Right? I love it. I think this is hilarious. One resident prepared for Biden's arrival with a sign that read, "Traitor Joe must go." And I'm sure he's sitting there waving at them, smiling. Thinking it's, you know, they love me. I know they love me. They must love me. Look at all the people here. God bless. I don't know how much drugs it takes to think like that. But seriously, right after they got those things under control, right after they got them done, why couldn't Joey go in there? And don't give me that stuff where he didn't want to get away of their evacuations, of their cleanup, all of this other fun stuff. No, no, no. Not buying it. Not true. Not for a second. $700 a family. Come on, let that sink in for a second. They sent over $100 billion to Ukraine. And the best they can do is $700 per family for these displaced people. And I don't even know. You know, you want to forgive all these $1 trillion in school debt? I would either do zero interest loans to these people from the government to rebuild their homes. I would do something to help them out. Really would. Although, I'm conflicted. Help me out, you guys in the chat room. I'm conflicted. I'll tell you why. The people of Hawaii, like the people of Chicago, like the people of New York, like the people, you know, I don't know, all across the country. D.C. I don't want to falsely name a city, right? Seattle. They keep voting these people in. And you have the same thing here. You have people that were voted in that didn't do their job, that were partisan or eco-freaks. And because of that, their city burned down. So how bad should I feel for them? Really, seriously. I feel bad for the young people who don't even get a chance to vote in Chicago, who every weekend are ducking and dodging bullets. But why should I feel bad for the adults who won't get their act together, who won't get their information, and stop playing party lines? I mean, just like this Bidenomics thing, right? Americans now, more and more Americans, a larger percentage of Americans now, are reaching into their retirement accounts just to pay bills. Not to buy that extra boat or to take the vacation, to pay bills. Let that sink in. I thought the economy was healthy and pushing forward and all wonderful kind of things. You know, Biden's Twitter account shows all kinds of wonderful things that were going on. All kinds. Let me tell you what he's bragged about. He says it's two of the strongest calendar years of job growth in history. Right. Lowest unemployment rate in over 50 years. Uh-huh. Manufacturing rebounded at the fastest rate in nearly 40 years. Two strongest years of small business applications in history. Record decrease in deficit. Fastest gas price decline in 8 years. Annual inflation down for 6 months. There's so many lies to untangle there. I like the gas one. Fastest gas price decline in 8 years. Are you serious? After you took office, it skyrocketed. Gas prices were out of control. So if you're talking about how you brought down your gas prices, yeah, we could probably do that. But if you're trying to say that you, right now, have got the lowest gas, no, not true. Last week, or whoever's running that account, I don't think Joe's doing it, Bidenomics is about growing the economy by strengthening the middle class and making things in America again. Right. I find that hilarious. The tweet ends with, it's a stark contrast to MAGA Republicans who are only focused on corporate profits. Yeah, right. Middle class. Under your administration, Joey B., they've lost their chance to own a home under Bidenomics. They can't afford the interest rate three times what it was under Donald Trump. How are they going to do that? Every time you go up a point on the interest rate, you add so much more money to the payment. And they have to come down with money. They have to come in with a down payment. You're not helping. So I'm seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. Liz Warner reports.
The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% from last year, and it's the highest level on record. The survey also noted at least a $7,000 gap between the wage workers want and what was actually offered by employers. Liz Warner, New York.
The Pentagon's former top policy official says Elon Musk admitted to speaking directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to a report from The New Yorker. The inference was that Musk was becoming nervous about Russia seeing Musk's Starlink satellites as a direct provocation, enabling the Ukrainian war effort. In a tweet in October, Musk denied reports he had a conversation with Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Rail Show. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, seriously, truly being part of the conversation. Do appreciate your time. All right, back at it again. I was talking about Joey B's Bidenomics, his claim that, you know, everything is better under Joey B. And it's just such a blatant lie. And the funny thing about it is, they're doing the same thing now they did when COVID first hit. If they say it enough, they believe you'll buy into it. If you keep telling people this is the way it is, he's hoping that you'll all buy into this. But you know there's a difference when you go to the grocery store. You know there's a difference when you go to the gas station. I have friends in the automotive business. I'm not talking about small shop mechanics. I mean guys that have car dealerships. And they're all telling me the same thing. Right? They're making their money off of service. They're making their money off of keeping used cars running. Because you're not, I'm not, whoever's not buying new cars. New car sales aren't up. Interest rates are up. New car sales don't move that way. Neither do used cars, for that matter, that level. So you keep your car. Just amazing. So these guys make a big bucks off of service. So now, the cost to repair your car is up. The cost to buy food at the supermarket, up. Cost to go to the doctor, up. Cost to buy gas, up. You know, the electricity, my wife and I were talking about some of the changes that we're making around the house. And it dawned on me that everything is written and structured in such a way where it says, you'll save energy. right? You save energy here. You save energy there. This will help you save energy. We've been conditioned to believe if we save electricity, we save money, correct? I mean, that's kind of what you think. There's only one problem with that. In California, the energy prices keep going through the roof. So if you're charging me more for power, and I'm using less, I'm still paying the same amount of money. She looked at our electric bill, and actually at one point showed we were using less electricity than we were a year ago, and yet paying more money. Our bill was higher. Because in California, they have a two-tier, yeah, that's right, like the two legal system. They have a several-tier, but two-tier electric system. So they have a load that they believe or amount of electricity you should use in your home because of the equipment and such that you have. Come on, think about that. Right? If you go over that, well, they fine you, but not really. They put you in a different rate bracket. So now you pay more money for your electricity because you're using more than you should, according to them. That's just amazing. So you know, when they say the American dream is gone, it isn't because of American culture, it's because of the current administration. Yeah, people can't afford to buy a home. They can't afford to buy gasoline. They can't afford groceries. Nobody's ever going to wake up and realize that Bidenomics doesn't work, because then you would have to admit that the guy you voted for, talk about pride, that the guy you voted for is causing this. You know, right now on our gas bills here in California, our house gas, they say that we have some of the lowest prices for gasoline. Probably true. Not gasoline, but natural gas. And that's probably true. However, we now have a delivery fee. Not like they put it in the truck and bring it over to the house. But now they charge you to deliver it to you, to get it to your house. Which, like the cable companies, the water companies, and so forth, they're supposed to do anyway. But now they get to charge for it. Isn't that great? I'm just unreal. And they're doing nothing. I mean, basically, they're doing nothing but gaslighting you and all this, right? Bank of America, I don't know if you guys know this, they put out a quarterly participant pulse report. You know, the cold hard truth is that life is so expensive that many people are tapping into their retirement accounts to scrape by. That's according to that report. Now, last I checked, they are not a right-leaning, right-wing crazy organization. Now, according to the report, in the second quarter of this year, almost 16,000 people made a hardship withdrawal from a 401k account. CNN Business reported, after pouring over a whole bunch of data, I'm not a CNN follower, so I don't know how accurate theirs is. But they say it's almost a 40% increase when compared to the first 3 months of 2022. Additionally, contributions to the retirement account dropped by almost 25%. So they're not putting as much in, and they're taking more out. But hey, everything's okay. Under Biden's watch, who keeps on telling you how much better your paycheck is. Now, again, this is according to B of A. And the funny thing about it is the way they do this, they don't really place blame on government or what have you. But under Biden's watch, with inflation, Americans' paychecks technically are 20% smaller under Biden. Did you hear me? 20% smaller. And home ownership, not going to happen. It's not going to happen for that young couple that's been saving for a long time. Just not going to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be part of the solution. That's what we want you to be. We want you to be part of the solution. If you got the information, you can actually, instead of arguing with somebody, you might even actually be able to help somebody. Anyhow, you check us out at JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on there. You can read some great stories that we have up there. Sign up for the email blast. That's good, too. Back to Joey B's great Bidenomics. I guess depending on how much dope you smoke, it could be that. With mortgage rates, you know, what are they? They're around 7%, 6.5%, 7%. A survey recently found that 56% of Americans no longer believe that they will achieve their dream of home ownership. 56%. Can you imagine saving and saving and saving? You're busting hump. You and your husband, you and your wife are working crazy hours to save enough money to make the money to be able to have a home for your family. And then you realize, not going to happen. Between the price of homes, the price of gas, the price of food, the price of utilities. If everything has gone up anywhere between 25 and 40%, you're done. New York's editorial board noticed the average American spent $709 more on a monthly basis for basic goods than they did two years ago. I can't stand it. And yet, every Dem ignores this. Every Dem legislator ignores this. You realize if you're spending an average, that's an average, I realize, of $700 more on a monthly basis, that's over $8,000 a month, a year. Just to eat and keep your heat on. And, you know, here in California, the crazy things they do here. Right? They want everybody to get solar panels. People got solar panels. The electric company got less money. The electric company petitioned the state for a solar panel surcharge, and they got it. Isn't that great? Jump us in your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored,
tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way you it's just the way you get involved. Okay? You get informed first, then get involved. And once you do that and you have the information, we all win. Because you guys are, you're smarter than that. I see you in the chat room. I see what you're talking about. Comments you make on some of the posts that we put up. Right? You're pretty smart people. Once you're informed, I think you'll do so much better. I really do. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Talking about Bidenomics. And how much that's costing you. Not good. You know... It's funny how they keep telling you. They want to keep telling you how great things are. How fast it's growing. How many jobs they created. I want you to take a real hard look at this. Think of all the manufacturing jobs that we lost during the pandemic. Right? Think of how many jobs, period, we lost during the lockdown. How many restaurants that aren't coming back. How many jobs, companies that closed down for a while that aren't coming back. These are the jobs, the majority of the jobs that, that Joey B. likes to tout as his government bringing back, or people getting jobs, are simply people that couldn't work before because the plant was closed down or the whatever due to the pandemic, are now coming back to work. So they're not new jobs. Let's just be honest about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and wage growth has only outpaced inflation for two of the past 22 months. So he's failed in the other 20. The stuff that they do have direct control over, they don't talk about. Just amazing. It is just amazing to me. And again, like I say, they don't care. They're going to keep lying to you until they figure you buy it, and then they'll be happy. And I know enough of you now, with the emails you send me and so on, and you're not buying into this. I'm so happy you're not buying into this. Anyway, 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. What else have we got here? No, I had another good story I had lined up for you. Oh, there it is. You know, there's no attack on Christianity, just so we're clear. That's what they keep telling me anyhow. Some will even go so far because they know. They'll say, oh, yeah, there is, and it's well-deserved. Christians deserve to be mocked and made fun of. But these are coming from people from the left that I know. Because we're so dogmatic, we're so hateful. We're full of hate speech. We have no love. We have no understanding for people. I love it. Now a Christian student is suspended 3 days for telling classmates about Jesus. I just love this. A 12-year-old is a 7th grade at Envision Science Academy in Wake Forest. He's a devout Christian as well. The young man's father told me that he received a phone call from the assistant dean saying he needed to attend a meeting about his son's continued behavior. Not continued bad behavior. Several of the boy's classmates had started a conversation. Ready? You ready for this? The boy's classmates had started a conversation during the previous school year about Christianity. His son had explained how they needed a relationship with Jesus Christ to go to heaven. Not Joey B., Jesus Christ. Okay, good. She went on to say that my son had violated Title IX. That was according to the dad. The two kids who had complained interjected themselves into the conversation, ridiculed his son about his faith, and how stupid it was. But that's okay. Except if he was a Muslim, it'd be a whole different animal. The story would be totally different. The dad told the writer that the school's dean that the other students had been taunting his son, but that did not seem to matter or bother them. So they didn't care that the kid was being bullied about his faith. No. Right? She said they were going to suspend him for borderline, I guess that's a new one, borderline harassment. They took the word of the other kids above his son's word. Son's never really had any problems at school. Now, it appears that the other student set up a trap for the Christian kid, and he was suspended for 3 days. It's sick. Never seen anything like it, according to the dad, but he said, I know the world we live in. Pretty wicked times. Now, the family reached out to the American Center for Law and Justice for help. Once we heard about the situation of the student suspension, we took action. That's according to the ACLJ. Immediately after the student's parents contacted us, we wrote a legal demand letter to the school. We made very clear to the school its obligations under the First Amendment was to respect the right of this child to share his faith rather than stifle his ability to communicate his beliefs. The school is barred by the First Amendment from treating his faith as a harassment. Now, Supreme Court has made it clear that school officials may not censor student expression unless the speech impinges upon the rights of others or creates a material and substantial disruption to the school's ability to fulfill its educational goals. Right? I just love this. Again, most school districts will back down right away, especially when they know that you have somebody with a clue that's willing to fight and push back. An attempt by one student to share his Christian faith with another does not infringe on any other student's rights. The Constitution protects our ability to freely share our beliefs with one another without fear of reprisal. Our founding fathers went out of the way to do this because in England you couldn't do that. There was one religion, just one. And that was the one the king decided was the real one. Remember, King Charles is the head of the Anglican Church, of the English Church. Come on, that should send a shiver up your spine. The sharing of one's religious beliefs with others is also not disruptive. It's part of the educational process for students to share their fundamental beliefs with others. We didn't merely give this school a basic lesson of constitutional law, secular law said. We also made it clear that we will be proceeding with further legal action against the school unless it immediately ends the student suspension, removes this from his academic record, and apologizes to him and his family immediately. These young kids, this kid's going to think he did something wrong for the rest of his life just because he opened up about his faith. And students want to do right by the teachers, by the staff and administrators. Secular went on to say that we will continue to hold a school and any school that engages in this kind of blatant, illegitimate behavior accountable. I love these Facebook attorneys. The ones that have all the answers. They know what they're doing. You have no clue. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about what's happening, about what's going on. Give them real information so they know how to move out on it, so they know what to do. Right? It ain't that hard. Doesn't require a special degree for all of this. Well, the House Republicans have issued another subpoena. I realize that anything they issue in the way of requesting a criminal complaint of some kind from the DOJ will probably fall on deaf ears and go nowhere. Got that. But do something. Do something. Republicans of the House Judiciary and the House Ways and Means Committees, they've issued subpoenas for IRS investigators and DOJ officials with knowledge of the political interference and preferential treatment in the Hunter Biden investigations. So, the subpoenas were sent to the following individuals: Michael Bartdorf, IRS Director of Field Operations; Darrell Walden, IRS Special Agent in Charge; Thomas Savaginski, FBI Special Agent in Charge; and Raisha Hawley, FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge. What are they going to do with them? We've heard a lot already. Let's do something. Take action. You promised us action. I actually got in a word war with a couple of good friends of mine. When they first got in, they said, I don't want all these investigations going on. Nothing will come out of it. They won't move. They won't do anything. And he's right to a degree. I like the investigations because I think, as you saw, it's brought forward information that we didn't have before. Just got this, so much wrong with this. So much. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
One.